So I thought maybe you can tell me something about AGO in principle and why this work is so important for Conchonew.
AGO is a piece, as you know, that we made for the first time in the Museum of Modern Kunst during the Geometry of Zweigens in November of this year, in 91, as a radio performance, but as a piece in which we used the concept of space with the own space of Museum of Modern Kunst and the concept of time using the radio. So space and time was included in the whole piece. And the time was measured by a text and vowels and consonants running, and the text was in four languages, and it was a complex distribution of the text during the 36 minutes of the work. It's a text related to the relationship between the world, the artist, the work, and concepts like fetishism, like product, like market, and so on, you know.
Yes, AGO for me was a challenge in a way, in something to do with these two kinds of spaces. The space of physical space of the Museum Modern Kunst and the space of radio. The space of radio that has characteristics completely different of the space that you can walk through or be related to that. The text is very important. It's important, this work, for us because we have a deep thinking about what was the position of the artist in the world, what was the relationship of the pieces that make the artist concerning the world also, and how these pieces were managed in all the market. Yeah, of course, the market that at the same time was making an evolution different of the artist, but always in this text comes like the artist is on the other side. On the other side of this market, this other side is inside of the artist. So it's important also because from the beginning was a very special work, but during this 30 years, since then, in 91 was made, till now, has been a big evolution of this work. This work was expanded in different media, like the different spaces, and media like video, like the sound through computer, and even through actions also. So, and of course, many installations that we have made in different places of the world. Eh? So we started in Vienna, but then next year after was in Cologne, and then it was in Madrid, it was in Brussels, it was in many places.
Buenos Aires, Mexico.
Yes, it was in many places, and each one was a development of it.
See, yeah, but concerning the work itself, you will broadcast under the title of AGO Revisited. It's 30 years from the original work for Kunstradio. The original sounds from this piece, and you can hear the spaces of the Museum of Modern Kunst where the sounds were going on. But at the same time, we have added realizations we made later. For instance, we made in 2007 a jazz sound installation we made in Santiago de Compostela, in which we worked in another way the sounds of vowels and consonants, the 21 consonants and the 7 vowels included on the piece.
And if you look at the piece now, also like from its content, do you think that idea of the relation between the word, the artist and the market has changed in the course of time, like in the 30 years? That relationship you're describing in AGO stayed the same, or did it also develop in course of time?
Well, I would say that there's a development, but even more related to the new media, like the, for example, internet. No, now the market is also developing not only with the physical objects, but through internet. It has the possibility that comes to the people, maybe more people and more directly, but at the same time is confusion because the question of being a fetish, I think it continues alive.
I would like to say two things. I am not absolutely agree with some things put on the text, because, for example, I imagine now that the idea doesn't consume itself is not true. It consumes. We consume ideas, of course. And we, the artists and the market, enough smart as selling ideas, you know. So I do not agree with this idea of the text. It's maybe the text in this sense is too idealistic. But it's
That's true.
But it's true also the shape of the piece itself at the end is when everything is destroyed. Everything is destroyed. All the contents, all the arguments, all the texts are destroyed by different electronic processes and by the space, of course. It's true that there you can also see that we are going to some end, a little bit mixed, melted, you know, and well, everything is not so clear.
It's a paradigm of what it goes on in the world. There is a moment in which everything is destroyed, it disappears in a way.
Yeah,
because the world has changed a lot in the 30 years, of course, not only with the internet and especially in the last 2 years with that pandemic, which changed a lot of work. So is it for you that Argo can always go on, or is it now, I say, okay, after 30 years with the mix, Argo Revisited, that it is now finished, or you will go on with the work?
I don't think that we will go with the work, but I think it's a nice utopia that we show in that place. Like in many other questions right now in the world, you were speaking about the words. The words has changed, the meaning of the words. And many, many words that were really wonderful words, now is they are destroyed the meaning of this. So I think that this work is like a testimony of a period of time in which we still believe in utopias. And now the utopias more and more are destroyed one after the other. But I believe personally that utopias should exist. Maybe they will change in the contents. But if we just are keeping on the floor without, you know, thinking of ideas that could be utopias, I think that a human being could be destroyed.
Yeah, that's why probably, as I always said, the different chains of the text, 79 sentences, like the years that Cage lived, ends with this idea of fairy tale that finishes well, is some kind of elevation, some kind of salvation, you know? Because finally, the spectator and the artist,
listener,
of course, and the listener, could have the hope to share the same argot, the same kind of understanding. It's an end of a fairy tale, you know.
For the new mix, especially, did you bring in a new element also to the mix, or did you relate to the material you have had from 30 years ago and from the different versions, or how did you deal with that?
As I told you, we have used two kinds of materials. One coming from the original work in 91, and the other processes made later, especially with vowels and consonants, electronic processes. Also in the idea, like we did with the original text, to change slowly the text to sound, from the meaning to the sounds. But we, in some moments, mixed the color of the text, listened and recorded in the space of the Museum Moderne Kunst with the text without this space. So it's some kind of different color, some kind of rainbow of colors that we like it very much to include a sub, you know, different perspective to the time and to the space in the new work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means also the time that has passed by through all these 30 years. As a letting be present, you know.
At the end, the addition of the destruction of and manipulation of texts in the piece made in 91 and in the original text without the space is its destruction absolutely. And the last sound you can hear is the voice of Heidi Grundmann in the original recording in the Museum Modern Art Kunst.
And maybe, Jose, you can say two sentences about the Immobile Reise, as it is called in German.
I made Immobile Journey between March and June 2020, that is, during the months of almost total isolation of the population due to the virus. In the work, along with my own recordings and original music fragments, I include sound materials taken from the web, as well as short contributions sent by colleagues from different countries in the world, so that I have always seen the work as a kind of soundscape from that time of the pandemic. The sounds come from very distant cities, and the sentences chosen have been taken from those that my Facebook friends wrote about the topics of the pandemic in that time.